Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Right? It's true. If God is the biggest thing in your life, and His will and His work is the biggest thing in your life, it's going to be evidenced by what you put your time into, what you put your labors, your energies, your resources, your finances. It's all going to show it. And if you never have any time for it, and you barely put any money into it, it's just not a priority to you. Right. It's just not something you love, that you're passionate about. Amen. But when you love something, it's not a labor to work on it. Amen. Is that right? Yes. It's not a labor to spend money on it. People spend money like water on stuff. And they said, don't even tell me how much I put into it. I don't want to know. They just like it. They enjoy it. They care about it. Nothing should have a place above Him. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above or that's in earth beneath or that's in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. There's insight here. Many believe God doesn't exist at all. They're wrong. Some have the idea if there is a creator God, He made all this and gave it a spin and barely checks in on it ever. Couldn't be touched with any of the little piddly stuff that's going on with us. Not true. In fact, if we His people choose something above Him, it bothers Him. Can you see this? If you're jealous about it, it bothers you. If He was not touched about it, didn't care, was above all that, He couldn't be jealous. I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of who? Of who? Them that hate me. Were there a lot of people on the planet then that hated Him? Yeah. Are there a lot of people on the planet now that hate Him? It's a fact. And Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. You know, don't fall off your chair, I might say. Don't be shocked. Why? Because it's not just you they have a problem with. They have a problem with Him. Or they wouldn't say it, and they try to hide it and cover it up, but they don't like Him. They've seen Him, and they don't like Him. And they try to imagine that's not Him. I was talking to a fellow here recently, a minister, good man. And he was asking me about believing for an airplane. And should he or shouldn't he? And about, you know, having one. And of course, we eventually got into the kickback about preachers having an airplane. And a lot of folks, they wouldn't dare have a project for an airplane in a church. They wouldn't dare just because of all the kickback. And, you know, the Lord's taught us principles of faith. It's possible for us to believe for one and not say anything about it. But, you know, I find it's just as important to Him who's a part of it, who gets used to do it, as that it happened in the first place. It's very important to Him who does it. Because they're going to have a part of the reward. That's eternal. And what I realized some time ago, and finally, we had a great time. We had a shout and victory time, actually. Because I told him, I said, you know, a lot of folks have backed off of the prosperity message because they're concerned that people will think they're in error, or they'll try to associate them with somebody that's obviously in error about it, or money hungry or whatever. But people have backed off of it, and it'll cause a deficiency. Then what you should be knowing, this is easy to believe for, people won't even try. And the problem is, why would you do it then, Brother Keith, if the Lord leads you to? The Lord gave us a boat some years ago. Big old boat. 40-foot Sea Ray. Wow. Yeah. We put it up on the screen. On the big giant screens, we put it up on the screen and showed everybody. Mrs., why in the world would you do that? I've actually heard preachers tell other preachers, I wouldn't wear shoes that nice. I wouldn't wear, you know, that hurts your offerings. Now you shake your head, but this kind of thinking, whether it's said or not, is common.
Yes.
I said it's common. But if it's wrong for us to have nice things, it's wrong for you to have nice things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If it's wrong for the church to have nice and good equipment, it's wrong for your businesses to have nice equipment.
That's right.
Come on.
And as a general thing, people don't rise generally above their leaders.
That's right.
Yes.
And if we're demonstrating a low, low level of things, then the bar is set low.
That's right.
Come on, can you see this?
Yeah.
And the problem is, people don't believe God is that real, that He is that big, and they certainly don't believe He is that good.
Yes.
Come on, can you see that? That He would actually want you to have that and give that to you because of centuries of wrong teaching and preaching in the churches. Minds have been warped that somehow or another God gets pleasure out of you being broke. That somehow that helps. No. He's not a broke God. He's not a little God. Now you can go too far and be covetous. And actually, the Bible said covetousness is idolatry. So we're back to the same thing we're talking about here. If you talk more and care more about money and stuff than you do God, that's a God to you. Can you see that? And it's not the money that's the problem. Bible didn't say money's the root of all evil. It said the love of the money. And the problem is that you love that more than you love Him. You want that more than you want Him. That's the problem. That's the problem. But when it's in the right place, and you know it's just something to be used to accomplish His plan and will, you can have the best there is.
Amen.
I said you can have the best there is.
Right.
What else on the planet is going on is more important than the kingdom of God and getting the gospel out? Why shouldn't we have the best? Brother Leroy Thompson, y'all know of him, heard of him? He had a little plane, and he was somewhere, and there was a big nicer one sitting on the ramp, and they let him get in and look at it. He got it and sat down, and he sat down in the chair and he looked at his boys and he said, now why we can't have one of these? Phyllis and I say that to each other quite often. Why we can't have one of these? And you need to ask people, so what do they need that for? Well, why not?
That's right.
Why not? Why can't we have $10 million buildings? Why? Why can't we have big jet airplanes? Why not? What's the reason why not? See, that's where people get it. Instead of trying to defend it or justify it, you need to come from the other end. Why we can't have one of these? Is God real?
Yes.
Is He that big?
Yes.
Is He that good?
Yes.
Didn't the Bible say He gives us richly all things to enjoy? He'll give you things that's got no other purpose except you enjoy them.
Amen.
You enjoy them.
Amen.
If If you're not running after that, you're after Him. You don't love that. I changed my vernacular some years ago when the Lord showed me that. I changed the way I used the word love. It's used too loosely. People love their car. I love my house. I love my new watch. I love my new outfit. Oh, I love this. I love pizza. I love pie. You don't need to love any of that. That's too strong a word. And it's not just a matter of changing your speech. It's a matter of changing your heart. I don't love cars. For one thing, it's never going to love you back. You can polish it, buff it, baby it, and talk to it. It is plastic and steel and rubber, and it's rusting as we speak. And you're never going to take it with you, and in 100,000 years from now, you will not care. Don't love your house. I love my house. Quit saying that. Well, I said, I'm telling you, you don't need to say that. That word should be reserved for God and people. Come on, are you with me? I love God. I love people. I can enjoy things. I can be thankful for them, but I don't love them. I don't long for them. I don't love them. It's just stuff. I said it's just stuff to be used to accomplish His will and plan and to help somebody. It's just stuff. You can tell how much you love something by how upset you get if something's not right about it. Something went wrong in the remodel of the house you love. And you're just upset. You are just upset. You are livid. You are hurt. All that's being revealed is you care way too much about that. That's too important to you. Why would God be jealous? There are parts of you that only God should have. Only God. It's compared to husband and wife relationship, isn't it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.